dirt down there.
And then sometimes spider webs. Yeah.
Is that the same thing as you see outside, you know, between bushes, spider web talking about?
Mm-hmm. Spider web.
What about have you ever heard of the kind of tree that you would tap the syrup out of it?
Yeah, they tell me you can tap a maple tree and you syrup out, but I never saw it. I read about it, but I never saw it.
So what would you call a place where you have a lot of maples growing together?
Well, down in the bottom, they go in just as thick as they can be anywhere, coming across the maple.
What about some different types of trees around here, names of
them? That's three kind of oak, white oak, black oak, red oak, and pinnacle oak. And then there's a willow tree, sycamore tree, and a pecan tree, hickory tree, and a gum tree, ash tree, a couple of maple, and a water tree.
Okay.
Water tree.
Oh, yeah.
That's an old water tree standing over there with the line over there. And apple trees and all like that. These trees.
Well, Tammy, have you ever heard of any kind of a bush that has bright red berries on it and old folks used to use it for tanning leather? Something like that.
Yeah,
ever heard anything called shoemake or sumac or anything like that?
Shoemake. Mm-hmm. Now it's a weed that you run in for fever called a shoemake, but I don't even know. They say it's really good for fever, but I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this stuff, these bushes that'll make your skin break out and itch if you get into it?
Poison oak.
Is that the same thing?
It's a vine, like it grows up on trees opposed to anything.
Yeah.
And it grows on the ground just like it grows upside a tree. It's upside my the phone tree, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't keep it cut off, but it'll come back, you know. But the roots, it's in the ground.
What about these berries that have kind of a rough surface, you know? Some of them are red, and some of them are black.
Light berries?
Light berries.
Yeah. Yeah, well, some of them wild blackberries, but the tame blackberries, they be red and then they turn black, you know.
Are there some berries around here that aren't good to eat that'll make you sick, you know?
No, I ain't not running some of
them. You don't have
any poison? We just haven't been running some of them. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Some of them grows in town, the red berries, and then but you don't eat them. They're on a vine, I think.
Yeah.
I saw them in, they had put them in Paris. Because I asked Stella, well, she said, underlay, you can't eat that. And they were just as red as they could be, but they was in the woods of Pella too, something wild bears did.
What about these tall bushes that have clusters of pink and white flowers on them? Can bloom in the late in the spring, you know?
What you mean, that woods?
Yeah, I don't know if you have any here or not. You have any laurel?
No,
I don't have any of that.
Yeah, I don't know if you have. Now here's the flower, like you see, you got a big white flower.
Uh-huh.
And the leaves just shake you about like a cotton leaf in the lodge. And they grows on the lake up there, you know, around the low place. And they blooms out and they have white blooms. What the name of it is, I don't know.
What about this tree that you see a lot of here in the south? It's can grow to be a pretty big tree. It has these shiny green leaves, you know, and big white flowers on it.
She got one right over there, huh? Yeah, I know, it's smaller. Call them out. So, give me one. She got a smaller one in her yard now. I know her name, because the lady down yonder lived down from me when I was in Gamer. She had one real big little tree out there. But I forget the name of it now, and I know what it is.